our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Oh, it's a big hello to you all on this cloudless Wednesday, the 11th day of the 11th month, Remembrance Day, family, and we remember all those who fought and died in the line of duty to keep us free and safe, and we say a big thank you very, very much. Let's get straight to this global show underway, family. We've got to get straight into it. And it's a big hello to our Adelaide Tropical Cyclone, our boy, Bernie Vince, joins us. Hello to you, Bern.
Oh, nice little touch, Hato.
Thank you.
Don't mind that one. Tropical Cyclone Vince came through last night too, Jars. Did you had your sleep last night?
Not at all. I didn't sleep at all. I
had thunder,
my
lightning.
My poor little dog was panicking and shaking all night, and the lightning and the thunder. I've never seen anything like it in all my
life. How'd you go?
What?
How'd you go?
No, I told you I didn't sleep well.
Yeah, it didn't go well. Well, no. There's a bit of action back on the farm too.
Yes.
The CFS was out and about. There was lightning hitting down. Oh. A few little fires got put out around Maitland on the Gawler Peninsula. So very dangerous night, Jars. But I'm glad it's coming past. And we're all safe and here to talk about it.
We've got to bring in a new addition to the show.
Yes.
He's going to just be a little bit of a work experience young man. Josh Liebig joins us. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys. How you going?
That's the boy.
Good, Jars. He's the work experience lad, but he's already more qualified than both of us.
No budget spent on his mic either. 50, listen to that. That's
50 ways in 50 days. He's part of the family there on the Brekkie show. So we welcome you, young man.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the table, young Josh?
I'm going to bring a bit of maybe radio producing.
Okay.
Ooh, hopefully. Oh, stepping on Jazz's turf.
Yeah, I like this. I like this production.
You know, maybe a little bit of personality as well.
That's a backhanded compliment.
Here we go. Young Josh, he's got the swagger there, Ben. Yeah,
don't mind that.
And you're Barrett for the Crows?
I do. Big fan.
That's the boy.
Wakery boy, Josh. Wakery boy. Yes. Mark Rusciuto territory.
Will they ever remove that statue of Roo in Wakery? Because it's an eyesore.
Absolutely not. That's out of the question.
We'll just replace his head with yours, Jars.
Just chop him off at the neck and put Jars's. You put a soccer ball up there, it looks like, Jars. What's on the show, Jars? Well, tell us, mate.
I was just checking the board.
Again.
Oh, Jars, I tell you one thing that did happen today, and that was Alir found his way to Port Adelaide today in a massive trade, a massive coup for Port Adelaide, because he gets to Port Adelaide for a future second-round pick, Jars, which he's played 64 games. He's a versatile defender. He can go forward. He can play in the ruck. He's almost a Justin Westhoff replacement, almost. So he comes in, he can play all over the place. He comes in on a four-year deal, and for a future second-round
deal.
Four-year deal. He had one. He had one to go at Sydney Steel. No risk here, Jars. I don't mind this. 4 years, I'm happy with that. I reckon he finishes Port Adelaide off, Jars.
Potential, Jars.
Shut up with that.
No, he's not potential. He's already made it. It's a great get
for Port Adelaide, and he's going to be a wonderful addition to the side. But like you and I have debated and argued over, they shouldn't be on no more than two, if not three-year contracts.
Yeah, it should be.
The four, five, six, seven-year contracts have to be abolished by the AFL.
Well, they probably do, but three with a trigger probably was enough. But to get the deal done, Jars, you have to do these things. And if he comes in and helps Port Adelaide win a premiership, Port Adelaide will be very, very happy with this deal. And he can do that for them.
So the Fantasia, where's that at, Boom? Well, because the deadline's tomorrow.
They're being very stubborn and set in
Who's
their ways.
Being stubborn?
Well, I feel Essendon aren't coming to the table here. This is a player that's played bugger all games over the last three years. And they want like a first-round pick. They're getting a second-round pick, which I think is more than fair. And Port Adelaide dug the heels in and said, look, listen here, Essendon. That's what you're getting. Take it or leave it. He wants to come to us, so he's going to come anyway. I reckon they should just accept that, Jars, but they're not.
Josh, our work experience guru, your thoughts on this Port Adelaide edition?
Well, I don't care much for Port Adelaide. So.
There you go.
very soon.
At least he's honest, Jazz.
Yeah, he's shut our show down.
Port Adelaide busy today, Byrne. They picked up their man, Alialia. Today joins the Port Adelaide Football Club. He obviously played, replaced that Hoff role.
Yes.
Justin Westhoff have been a wonderful player, and it's always exciting to catch up with the footy boss of Port Adelaide, Christopher James Davies, joins us. Christopher, welcome and thanks for your time on the Rush Hour. Why did you choose Alialia?
Well, look, we really like a lot of the attributes that he can bring to us, Jars. It's intercept marking capability. He's got really good speed. Can obviously play in the ruck if need be, but we've got him as a key defence type player that can help us also with our ball movement going the other way.
How long's he been on the radar for, mate? Because I feel like this deal was one that just sort of was swept under the carpet, happened in the background a little bit. Tom Harley come out and said he's a required player. Then all of a sudden, it happened.
Yeah, look, Jason Cripps, our list manager, towards the end of last year, certainly in the game that he played against us, you might remember he played really well against us, and we've obviously tracked him for a fair while. We've been looking to add some depth to our, the key defensive sort of stocks, and Alialia was one of the guys that we thought had the attributes to play for us. Less about his height and weight, and more about the attributes that pace and intercept marking for us is one of the things that we're going to go after next year to get the ball going the other way. He became available. We obviously asked Sydney for him. Sydney are in a different stage probably than us, and we're willing to take the draft pick for him, and we're wrapped that he's going to come to us on a four-year deal.
How did those discussions go? Because just looking at it on paper, I feel like a future second-round pick, I reckon you've got a bargain here.
Oh, that's largely Jason Cripps and the other list managers in the competition. We'll get together and have those discussions. So, we've got a good relationship, as you say, with Tom Harley, Charlie Gardner, who's there, and Kinnear Beetson, who's a good guy as well. So, those discussions happened in a way that were really amicable, and I think both teams leave the trade happy, which is, the what you're trying to achieve most of the time, isn't it? Without one team necessarily having to win all the time, if both teams can leave in a comfortable state, then we wish them well with whatever pick they choose with that second round next year, and we obviously get our player now.
Also, in other trade news, talking about both parties being happy, how's the Orazio Fantasia deal going? Because you've been quoted to saying you're digging your heels in on that pick 29, which I think is more than fair, mind you. But what were your thoughts when were you sitting down when Essendon wanted Wines, Butters or Georgiades in return?
Well, when Jason called me and mentioned that those guys were the first names that rolled off of Essendon's tongue, I thought it might be a bit much, and I know that our fans have at various points in time wanted to pick at Alberton, and I thought if we tip Butters out, that they definitely want to burn an effigy of me somewhere. We left that one and moved on to what else we could do to satisfy them. So, 29 is obviously the best pick that we've got in this year's draft. We're not giving away our first pick in next year's draft. So, if the Fantasia deal is to happen, I'm sure it'll include, one of our second round picks and potentially something else. But as you say, both teams have got to be happy. We understand that Horatio is, at the end of the day, contracted to Essendon. So if worst comes to worst, he's got to be willing to go back there, which, he's made it really clear to Essendon that he wants to come to Port Adelaide. So hopefully in the next 36 hours, we're able to get something done.
Christopher, when do you find out about the new salary cap from the AFL and list sizes?
That's a very good question, Andrew. I'm not really sure. I guess now that we're at this point, it doesn't really matter when they tell us now. You get to a point at the end of the trade period where you're making assessments on where you think things are going to end up, and we'll have to scamper if they're too far different than what we think, but right now, there's nothing we can do about it. So we'll wait and see when the AFL actually finalise it and tell us, and we'll go from there.
Chris, a young player for the Woodville West Torrens Eagles, Lockie Jones, has reportedly spoken to 12 clubs and Port's not one of them. Is that just because you know you're going to take him?
It's just us playing a bit of ducks and drakes, Bern, you know.
I like that. I like that.
You know, Woodville West Torrens, you know, both of our former club. Yep. You know, I think, look, I think people will understand now how well-planned clubs are. You know, we traded out our first selection last year on the basis that we knew Lockie Jones would be coming through this year and, you know, was going to be a good player who we thought was going to be bid on, you know, probably in the first 15, you know, of this year's draft. You know, we've got enough picks and points at the moment to match a bid for Lockie. You know, we know Lockie well. He spent some time with us during the pre-season. You know, we've been able to, at various points when the AFL let us, give him some feedback on the way we see his game going with our next generation academy coach, Paul Stewart, who's done a fantastic job with him over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, look, I dare say, Bern, before the draft, we'll talk to him. And I think it's reasonable to suggest that, that we're interested. But, you know, as with everything, there comes a price. And if the price is too high, then we'll have to consider what our position is. But at this point in time, you know, I think he's more likely than not to end up on our list.
Chatting with Port Adelaide boss Chrissy Davies. Christopher, before we let you move on and suit up for the Redbacks, because we need a top-order batsman.
Or a batting coach. On his way out.
He's out. Sample, Port Adelaide Magpie Sample side, back in 2021. How's the recruiting? Has the recruiting started? And obviously, Billy Loken's going to captain the coach the side next year.
Yeah, Matty will do a good job. And, you know, we're really fortunate, actually. The majority of the guys that we had as our SANFL contracted players want to come back to the club and play for us, which is fantastic and a real tick for the program that we've got. Absolutely, we'll be back in the SANFL next year, all things being equal, and looking to win in that competition. You know, clearly, you know, the list sizes and some other things will have an impact on some of the SANFL rules, but we'll be looking to get back in there and do our best. And mate, before you let me go, can I just make sure I do acknowledge, you know, you mentioned about Greg Bullitt before, like you guys, I'm not sure really what he does at the SACA nowadays, but it would be remiss of me to not just acknowledge my old mate Callum Ferguson. He's done a fantastic job. I think he's fallen two or three runs short of
97
final first game today. But he was a good young man when I was still playing, and he's had an amazing career. So well done.
Great stuff. Keep up the good work, buddy, and we'll catch up soon for a coffee and a beer, and Bern and I'll be ready to go.
Sounds good. Good on, fellas.
Great job, mate. There he is, Bern. Our Port Adelaide footy boss, Chrissy James Davies, does a terrific job, a dear friend of ours, and they're up and about Port Adelaide. Yeah, they're going to be around the mark next year again, Bern. I can smell it.
This could be the trade of the trade period. I like it. I love it, Juz. I love where they're heading with this one, and I think it finishes them off.
This is a rush hour.
Very special, Dave, for more than one way, because today is Remembrance Day, our thoughts go out to all the diggers that fought for our country. Well done to them and their families. But also,
yes,
it's a very special day in your household, because this is your wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you,
Boone.
Well done, mate. 31 years being married to Maz.
31. So you were married in 1989.
That's it, Boone.
I was 4.
Yes,
can't believe you didn't invite me. That's pretty rude. But I've got a bit of mail on this, and I've done a bit of research. Now, on your wedding day.
Yes, Boone.
True or false, were you dressed as John Travolta, and there were just paparazzi just following you everywhere up the aisle in the
car? It's true, Bern.
Oh! You know where I got my mail?
Where'd you
from,
get it?
From Jars.
It was a bloody hot day, but it was a beautiful day, and Maz looked stunning in her dress.
Yeah,
now, the funny thing was, now, me mate Chuck Greer was the driver.
Yes.
And I was in the front seat, and we had this beautiful, lovely Holden from my old mate Peter Altman, donated this beautiful, brand new Holden car, statesman type. Now, my brother-in-law...
statesman or statesman type?
My brother-in-law's uncle, the governor, Stephen, was in the back seat with my brother, DJ.
Yes.
Darren in the back seat and my other best mate, Gavin Lauder. Now, all three are in the back. So, didn't want to be late to the church down there at Hampstead.
No,
we had about 300 attend back in 89, most of my North Adelaide teammates.
Big wedding.
So, don't worry. It was burned. That's why the paparazzi was there.
Oh, they're all over you, yeah.
Now, we're going down Main Northeast Road on the way to the church.
Yep.
And my mate Chook's driving and he put the air conditioner on and I reckon about 10 minutes in, I had a little stub in the hand and, you know, just to calm the
nerves. Settler.
All of a sudden, I could smell this smoke. Oh, I'm thinking, Chook, what's happened to the car? I thought the radiator had blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, yeah, I can smell it too, because all of a sudden the smoke was coming out through the air conditioner. I've turned around and I heard all this giggling. Well, guess what the three knuckleheads in the back seat were doing?
Having a dart?
No, yeah, that's right. Having a little bit of gunge.
Oh, not gunge. Not gunge. No.
Oh, my God. It was Cheech and Chong in the back seat.
Oh, how did they go that night, Jars? Did the speeches? They didn't have to talk, did they?
Honestly, Byrne, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was the bloody car, but nah, it was the boys in the back seat.
Jeez, they would have got hungry.
Jars rocks up to the bloody wedding.
Oh, I'll never forget it. Fair dinkum.
Who was the best man, Jazz?
My mate Chook. He was the driver.
What are all your nicknames to your mates are just horrific.
Do a roll call of who was in your wedding. What are their names?
So yeah,
names.
Well, there's Uncle Governor. There's Fud.
Yeah.
There's Fud.
Rat.
There's Chook. There's Mugger. There's Wog. There's Larry the Bat.
It's like going to the Adelaide Zoo, your wedding party.
We've got the State of Origin Game 2 on tonight.
Yes,
New South Wales and Queensland.
Yes, very interesting.
And
well, non-SA
trades.
Yes, you were at the State of Origin game at Adelaide Oval. That's it was an exciting game, Joe.
It was
pretty
night.
Close in
it
the
was
end.
Very good.
Game 2 tonight. So what I thought I'd do, I'd do a little multi on the game, Jars, because I had one in Game 1.
Okay.
So, and with most betting accounts, if you have a three-leg multi, you get your money back if you only get one wrong, Jars. So tonight, this is what I'm going.
All right, here we go.
Josh Addo-Carr to score, who scored 2 tries in Game 1. So I've got him down for 1. Daniel Tupou, he's going to score as well, so he's for a try. And also, I think New South Wales will bounce back tonight, Jars. So I've gone for them by plus 4.5 points. So
what do you mean plus 4.5 points? What does that mean?
Well, if they have 5 points plus, you win.
All right.
So they got to win by a little bit of a margin, I think they will anyway. I think they win easy tonight, Jars, and that will get you $4.05 that multi.
Nice.
So I like that. So don't obviously gamble responsibly, but put a little bit on just
good
to make
boy.
The game interesting,
lovely.
Jars. Also, I've got, as you said, some trade news today. Big trades happening today. As we know, we spoke to Chris Davies a little bit earlier and we spoke about Alirelia getting to Port. They're very excited down there, Jars, for a future second round pick. But also, around the grounds, Stephen Martin has gone to his third club too, Jars. So Stephen Martin obviously spent some time at Melbourne, been at Brisbane for a long time now. He's found himself at the Western Bulldogs, Jars.
So they need a genuine ruckman.
They do.
That might be a nice fit
English,
for them.
Tim English, who's not a bad ruckman. He's a young fella.
Still developing.
Deep end a bit, so a bit of help for him is going to be good.
Up.
That's part of a three-way trade, so Lachie Young will find himself from the Dogs to North Melbourne and a pick. Adam Saad finally got done today, Jars. That's after a month. That's a month after he nominated that he wanted to get to Carlton, so that one held up for a while. The Blues will give away pick 8 to Essendon. So they've been a little bit stubborn on that, so they eventually come to the party, so that one's happening. Lachie Fogarty goes from Geelong to Carlton, while I'm speaking of that. And he's a former number 22 pick, Jars, so pretty highly talented kid, but just lacking a few. We can't get a game, really, at Geelong with their small forward brigade.
Is it Fogarty or Fogarty?
They say Fogarty for him. So I don't know why they say Fogarty for him. And it's spelled exactly the same, Jars. So.
Saw our big Darcy Fogarty running around Henley
How's
Oval
he looking?
This morning.
Ooh,
looked all right.
Big boy.
Looked
sweet. Looking fit.
Yeah, saw the thighs bulging around Oval there, Byrne.
Big year for him,
Jars.
I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of Geelong, Nakai Cockatoo, he's gone from Geelong to Brisbane as well for a future third-round pick. Now, he was a number 10 pick, Jars. number 10 pick for Geelong. So, and he's getting traded for a third round pick. He's had a lot of hamstring.
Yeah, he's always injured, Ben.
Yeah, always injured. But geez, he's got some talent, that kid. And obviously pretty young still. All right. So
new start.
They're the things that have happened today. Lovely. Obviously, the big question marks is that pick 29, whether Essendon come to the table for Orazio Fantasia and accept that. I think that's more than fair. And also, the Cats are likely to send their pick number 30 to North Melbourne for Sean Higgins, the 2018 All-Australian. So that'll happen. He'll get there. And obviously, the big question also, Dunkley, will he end up at Essendon like we're talking about? They
Willie
want
Byrne?
Two first-round picks, the Western Bulldogs, which is, I think, it's too much. And Essendon said they're not going to part ways. So I think he'll end up staying at the Western Bulldogs. And the other one is the Adam Treloar. So I think he was the
Where's
Bulldogs,
he going?
Well, the Bulldogs have met with him at a secret meeting and he's gone through a medical and gone through. I think this is back up if Dunkley ends up at Essendon. Because how are they going to afford both of them? I think it's a bit of a backup plan. I see Dunkley staying at the Bulldogs. Okay. So I don't know whether that leaves Adam Treloar, Jars.
Nah,
he
call.
Might have to walk back with his tail between his legs. Who knows?
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Good on you, Haydo. Our contestants have been waiting patiently on the phone, and let's say hello to Joshy from Cherry Gardens. G'day, Josh.
Hey, boys. Beautiful to be involved in the perfect chaos that is the Furious
That's
Five.
The boy, Joshy.
Oh, beautiful. That's an interesting descriptive word.
And a happy birthday to Roxanne from Henley Beach joins us. Hello, Rox.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. My 21st. And some.
23. Well done.
Oh, dear.
Happy birthday, Roxanne.
Oh, hello.
Just made Joshy.
Bit of chemistry there.
No cougar action here, please.
Is this Tinder? Or?
It's not Tinder, Byrne.
I'm a bit old for that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly right.
Never too old.
No, yes, you are.
Never say that.
Now, guys, we've got a couple of changes to the quiz, the Furious Five. Because it's, our work experience young man, young Joshy Liebig, we'll be giving the questions out to you,
Say that again,
Liebig, and to you, Joshy from Cherry Garden. So, Joshy, you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Although, the other Joshy.
No, the other Josh.
Joshy, you ready to go? The questionnaire, Joshy.
I'm ready to go.
Now, Joshy, you've never heard this segment before, have you? Because you listen to those other dopey radio stations that put you to sleep. So you've got to be up and about.
Yeah.
Now, five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. 1 point for getting one right, and if you get it wrong, then the other opponent can have a chance to answer the question. Is there any lifelines, or are we still going with that or not?
No lifelines.
Well, it's your quiz, mate.
Well, Byrne, you and I can be lifelines.
Okay.
Yep. All right, we're ready to go, and let's get this bad boy under. We've got a great prize. Joshy, question number one.
Which defender did Port pick up today?
Joshy.
Yes, Josh.
Earlier.
Okay. Hey, Roxanne, your name's not
I knew that, but I didn't know his name.
Okay, so you were first to make a noise, but that wasn't your name.
Joshy the Apprentice, question two.
Which Sheffield Shield cricketer threw his bat and had a tantrum like Greg Blewett did when he was told he could only get one spray tan per week maximum after their side declared yesterday?
Got a lifeline, Roxanne or Joshy?
Yes, lifeline.
Who do you want, Roxanne, Byrne or Jars?
I'll have you, Andrew.
Thank you, darling.
Good choice.
Mitchell Stark?
Yes!
What a piece! What a piece! Joshy from Cherry Gardens. He's weighing this up too, that boy, Joshy.
What was that word?
Now, how many lifelines do I get?
You get
as many as you want.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Right. Bonus. You could have told me that before.
Apprentice Joshy, question three, and it's one apiece. Good game.
Essendon's Irving Mosquito's Instagram post got him in hot water today. What was wrong with the post?
Josh.
Yes, Joshy.
Had a little notation on the whiteboard behind him about Menegola possibly being involved.
Good boy. Joshy's all over it.
Yeah, oh, Josh mustn't go to work because he's sitting watching.
Wow. Yeah, she slipped him, Josh.
Josh is on the Job night. Keeper program, apparently.
Job Keeper.
We saw that last night, boys, after work.
Oh, they've turned on each other. I love it.
Do you work, Josh, or where does he work, Jars? You didn't ask him.
No, Joshy works. Yeah, Joshy works.
I'm a courier, mate.
He's a courier. Works hard.
You didn't know that, Jars.
Elite cricketer. No, I did know that. I've known it.
Did
now, it's 2-1. Joshy, our apprentice. Question four, please.
Where is NRL Origin Game 2 being played tonight?
Roxanne.
Yes, Roxanne.
Melbourne.
Oh, sorry, did you say Lifeline?
Lifeline, yes, yeah, Lifeline. Said Bernie. Yeah, Lifeline.
Burn.
Burn.
Where's it
Burn?
We'll accept that. Yes.
Yeah.
ANZ Stadium.
Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah, well, Sydney.
Sydney.
It is a
Shall I tell you that I don't really care because I don't like rugby? Okay.
Yes, good
point. Last question. This is a riveting quiz. It's two apiece.
Tiebreaker.
Joshie, our apprentice, number 5, please.
Which bread company was one of Jar's major sponsors back in the 90s?
Lifeline. Yeah. I mean, stop playing.
Joshie of Cherry Gardens.
It was the wonderful Tip Top.
Yeah.
Hey, Roxanne, did you forget your name again? You thought it was Lifeline this time.
Look, when you're my old, my age, forget everything.
Great sport, Roxanne. Congratulations, Joshie, you're the winner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well played, Roxanne.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Well played.
Now, can we get a present for Roxanne as well, please?
Yes, we will. You've won yourself a copy signed of Jarman Magic, which is now available on eBay and all good discount
bins. Roxanne, I'll swap that. I'll swap that. I'll have that. And,
Josh! No! The only person I've ever met that wants that thing.
If you can find an unsigned one, it's worth a bloody fortune. So basically, you've just swapped in for a Google Home. You can listen to the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
That's fine with me. Magic is worth more than that, so I'll have that.
Now let's talk to our very own John Eloisi there, Burn, and we can catch every game of the Premier League and Champions League exclusively live on Optus Sport. He joins us every week and he's the superstar of Australian football. Welcome, young man.
Thanks for having me on again, boys.
Now let's just get straight into the EPL. More injury pain at the Liverpool Football Club. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, Alexander Arnold's the latest victim. He's torn his calf. He's out 3-4 weeks. Look, the schedule has just been horrendous for these players. They've been playing a game every 3 days for the last 2 months, and then now they've got international break, and there's more games. So the managers aren't happy. Jurgen Klopp and Guardiola came out after the game complaining about it. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he raved on about it after his win, which they desperately needed against Everton, because they travelled from Istanbul and then virtually 48 hours had to back up again. So they're not happy. They say no one cares for the players, and as usual, the players are the ones that suffer.
Geez, they've been decimated, haven't they? I want to talk to you about Aston Villa. Now, they only just survived in the Premier League, and now they're one of the best teams to watch. How exciting are they?
Yeah, they're exciting to watch. What a season at the moment. Yeah. Leicester at top, Aston Villa are sitting sixth with only 3 points behind with a game in hand. They had an outstanding win against Arsenal away from home. And the way they're playing their football, they're not just winning games, they're actually scoring goals and playing good, attractive football. So they're good to watch.
They certainly are. And you mentioned Leicester before. They're top of the table. History says they start well but then tail off. Oh. Can they sustain this year?
Well, they sustained it in 2015-16 and won the championship. No one expected that. I don't know if they can sustain it. I still think that, you know, the bigger clubs will come good second half of the season. Liverpool are still getting results even with all their injuries. Chelsea are starting to come good. Man City look stronger each game. But, you know, you can't write off Leicester because they've got a striker in Jamie Vardy up top and they've got some good players around them. But they've got a big test their next game that they play. They got to play Liverpool at Anfield. See where they stand with that one.
Now, John, what about our boys Leeds United? Burn and I are on their bandwagon, but a bit of a mixed bag result of late.
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag. They've lost the last two, but they play great football. I know they lost 4-1 to Palace, but that game could have gone either way. They scored a good goal, Leeds, and got disallowed. And I'm sick of talking about VAR. The video assistant referee that's ruining the game for us. At the moment, Leeds will still be there. Look, as long as they stay in the Premier League and build on that, I think it's a good bonus for them. But they're a great team to watch. I'll stick with them, boys.
We're on. We're staying on, Burn.
Yeah, no, we are. Well, they're a mixed bag, Jars. They're a bit like us. They're up and down, in and out. Yeah. But I just want to... You gave us some good games to watch last week. What about this weekend? Who are the ones to watch?
Here we go. Well, there's a breather with the Premier League this weekend. We've got the UEFA Nations League that's coming up, which is Belgium v England. Belgium are the best national team in the world at the moment, one in the world. England need to win this game to come top of that group, and then Portugal, France. But there's the Euro qualifiers. I know that these teams that, you know, I have to mention them. I don't know how many supporters there'll be in Australia, but there's Georgia against North Macedonia, Hungary, Iceland, Serbia, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, Slovakia. They're the final four spots to qualify for the Euros.
Wow.
So big games for them, and they'll all be on Optus.
John, great job, mate. Thanks for your time, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, boys.
Boone, let's just talk about the AFL Players Association. They had a meeting with the players, with their players yesterday.
Yep.
The TTP for next year. Now, the players were expected or initially expected to take a 30% pay cut for 2021.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the Players Association got with the players and, mate, they're throwing around all these numbers.
Mm, yep.
The latest is they're expected to take a 10% pay cut.
Yeah.
Where do you see it happening? Where do you see this going in the next month or so between the AFL Players Association and then when they sit down with the AFL?
Just for all our listeners out there, it's TPP. Just to clear that up from the start, I think you had a few too many T's in there.
Thank you, Boone.
I'll just clear that up. The AFL have sort of said 30% cuts, and I don't know where they get these figures from, but they throw them out there. What will happen is the AFLPA, as you said, will have a teleconference call with all the players, and they'll be listening in, or all the main stakeholders, I guess, of the players, maybe the delegates from each club. And they'll talk about, and they'll come in, they'll lowball. So they've come in at 10%. What always happens is they meet somewhere in the middle, Jars, because it's almost like doing a deal for buying a house. You start there, the seller starts there, and you end up somewhere in the middle. So, I mean, I'd say look between a 15 to 20% pay cut. That's where it'll somewhere in that vicinity, I feel. But they need to hurry up and make this decision, Jars, because there's too many players. Well, we spoke about David McKay last night. Yes. So he's waiting around to find out list sizes, salary cap sizes. I don't even know how the trade weeks happened when they don't even know what the salary cap is. So how are you expected to get Jeremy Cameron from the Giants to Geelong and pay him big money when you don't even know how much money you got? I just don't even know how all this is happening at the moment.
So, Boone, what
nightmare for clubs.
What will be the salary cap for 2021 from the AFL? How much it's going to be reduced from, you know, like this year?
Well, it'll be about, I'd say it'll be about 15, 20%. So what was it last year? Around 13 million or something,
wasn't it? So you're saying 8, 9 mil?
No, it'll be more than that. Only a 15% drop. Jars, so that'll be, it'll come in somewhere around 10 and a half to 11 mil.
Still
something
a lot of money,
that.
Isn't it, for a club?
It is.
A lot of clubs still broke and can't pay their debt.
Nah, it's tough, Jars, but the one thing that makes it tougher for clubs is they haven't mentioned what it is yet, so they need to hurry up. Because like I said, I don't want to keep going on about it, but it'll be a nightmare for clubs at the moment with all that.
And then clubs can't sell their membership packages for next year anyway.
No, well, that's the thing. Like, it's just it's all against the clubs at the moment. They can't organise. Imagine being a business and not knowing what you could spend on employees or something. Yeah. You can't go and recruit anyone. You can't spend on office stuff. So it's bizarre. But they need to get onto it. It's quick, smart, because before we know it, we'll be in January. The players will be back training, and it'll be round one. So hurry up, AFL. That's what I'm saying.
Just quickly, some trade news.
So as I mentioned a bit earlier, I said it's likely that deal between Sean Higgins going from North Melbourne to Geelong for that pick 30 that they got for Lachie Fogarty. That's happened, Jars, officially. The paperwork's just come in. So North Melbourne received pick 30 for the 2018 All-Australian in Sean Higgins.
Yep.
He will find himself at Geelong. Which is, I think it's a fair
nice
pick,
fit.
He'll come in and play that Gary Ablett role. And Geelong don't really lose much anyway, because they lose a young player that wasn't in their side. They got pick 30 for him, and they just on-trade it for Sean Higgins. So win-win for all three parties there.
And Jeremy Cameron, will he get done?
Oh, well, who knows, Jars? There's three picks. I think they're offering 12, 15 and 20 or something at the moment, and the Giants have been pretty bullish on that. They actually want to keep Jeremy Cameron, I think, still. But once a player's nominated to leave Jars, it always ends up happening. So that might be one that might go down to the last hour of trade period, and then they fold and go, all right, yep, we'll do it. Done.
No, good boy. And what about our work experience boy, Joshy? Are we going to put him on the in the draft or what?
Well, Josh? I don't know. We need to find out our salary cap
us,
first.
What are you giving? Yeah, what are you giving us?
Like I said, just an A-grade personality.
Oh, geez, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
I love it, Bern. It's fantastic.
I love this.
Oh, he spoke.
That's
over
it.
Again.
Do it again.
Oh, did I?
No, just let's just keep
for
rolling.
God's sake.
Honestly, I don't mean to do it. I apologise. I just get straight into it.
Because you apologise every time you do it every
sorry.
Time.
I'm sorry. All right. Because we're I'll wrapping try the show up and I'll get too excited.
Pull myself back and here we go.
What have you got, Tiger?
Well, I've got a bit of good news for you, Jars. This is a very good thing that Wales have done since April 2014. Do you know what it is? Have
Wales?
A guess. Yes,
well,
have a guess.
They have little whales.
No, not a whale. Wales, like the country. Wales, Scotland.
Well, why didn't you say a country, Wales? I thought there was a bloody Wales out in the ocean.
I said, okay, I don't know what I said.
What are you doing,
Do you
boy?
Know what Wales have done since April 2014?
What's
it's
that,
a very
Bern?
Nice thing.
Tom
well,
Jones
for every child born in Wales since April 2014, as I mentioned, the Welsh government have donated a fruit tree to Ugandan families to celebrate the birth of adoption of every
that
child.
That is beautiful.
Now, well done.
That's a great stat.
What an initiative.
That's one of the best stats you've done so far.
Well, I just felt like I'd make you feel better. Then you cut me off, you sprayed me, you started talking about Free Willy and, you know, killer whales and stuff. And it really flattened me. But there
beautiful,
you go.
Burn.
Yeah, good, Zach.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Well
and
done to the Welsh.
This is a... Hey, Scotty. Welsh?
No, that's what they are. They're the Welsh.
Hey. Jars, another
yes,
one.
Ben.
This is another feel-good story. Okay. Now, have a look at this one.
Yes, Ben.
Did you know, Jars, that iguanas, how many eyes do you think iguanas
have? Well, they've got two, left and right. Eyes.
Iguanas have three eyes, Jars. And I'm not talking about its brown eye. No.
Is this going down the same path when you took your pants off at the Stansbury Hotel? I got a third eye!
Nah, they were calling out tripod when I did that. So, but anyway,
this
two normal eyes and a third eye. Guess where their third eye is, Jars?
Beyond their ear. No.
Your ear, like their ass?
No, they're beyond their ear.
Oh, your ear. Oh, ear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, gotcha. And a third eye
Stop
on
it.
Top of their head
that
only perceives brightness. To give them a
there
sense of where they are and what time of day it is, Jars.
That's brilliant.
There you go. Pay for it next time.
Yes,
because Bern. I'm out.
That's Sir David Bernie Attenborough Vince.
Yes, and not your ear, an ear.
Yeah. Well done, Bern. Hey, well done for a Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
Great show.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.